You're listening to the Saturday edition of the Weekend Morning Show at 89.3. My name is Lori Hoogstratton, filling in for Terry this weekend. Well, chocolate is a Valentine's Day veteran, none the worse for that, but it could be better. Ever since Spanish explorers brought chocolate back to the old world from the new world in the 17th century, it's been a big success, possibly for its aphrodisiac effects or because it's delicious. It's the candy of choice for that soon-to-be-here lover's holiday of Valentine's Day. But chocolate can celebrate the day in other ways. Doreen Pengrax is a chocolate writer and specialist, and she is here to bring us into the 21st century when it comes to chocolate. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty darn good, thank you.
Good. So listen, how big a shift has there been from the classic heart-shaped box of Valentine's chocolates?
Well, you know, and that's an interesting question because still a lot of chocolate makers are focusing on the heart-shaped boxes and or chocolates themselves. But now they've gone away from that kind of old-style frilly box of the red velvet chocolates or red satin, and they're more now sleek. Like there's one chocolate maker called Z Chocolat. They're located in France, but they deliver worldwide, and they have really sexy mahogany boxes and other containers that you can personalize with someone's name on it, and it just makes it so much more special. So I think we've gone kind of more upscale now and focusing more on pure chocolate and pure ingredients versus just the chocolate candy that used to be in those heart-shaped boxes.
Well, and in general, what are the modern trends when it comes to chocolate? Because it seems to have moved outside the realm of candy.
Well, actually, that's exactly right. I think most of us now are starting to read labels on groceries and other consumable products that we're purchasing, and I'm suggesting that people do the same when it comes to chocolate. When you pick up chocolate, whether it's a chocolate bar or a box of chocolates, if you see sugar as the first ingredient, put it down and pick up something that's got cocoa, like either cocoa mass or cocoa butter or just, you know, cocoa mass is the actual pure form of chocolate. And if that is the top ingredient, then you know you're getting something pure. So I think the trend is that people are looking for healthy chocolate. So they're looking for that pure chocolate that's 70% cocoa or higher and something that doesn't have a lot of additives. It may have flavor infusions like vanilla or sea salt, you know, or nuts or whatever, and that's fine. That doesn't take away from the healthfulness of the chocolate. But if you're adding additives and chemicals or wax, if you look at some of the chocolate candy, it actually has carnauba wax in it.
And you can taste it sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Doreen, tell me, I know one of your specialties is chocolate travel. So if this Valentine's Day we had an unlimited budget, what 21st century kind of chocolate experience could we have that wasn't the frilly box?
Oh, man. If money was no object, I would say to people, go to St. Lucia. They have some top-end resorts that are actually growing cocoa right on their properties. So you can experience what they call the tree to bean to bar to spa experience all in chocolate. And there's two that come to mind. One is Jade Mountain. You can do it on search jademountain.com. And the other one is Hotel Chocolat Bouquin. And that one is run by a chocolate maker from London, England, who now is growing their own cacao on St. Lucia. And they've got a fully exclusive cocoa cuisine menu at their resort. And Jade Mountain is known for its spectacular views and the infinity pools that every single room has. It gets me excited just thinking about it. And another place that I would recommend, I think a lot of Canadians and Manitobans love Costa Rica, you know, for its a safety factor, the fact that English is spoken widely and it's got a high literacy rate. Well, they also now are growing a lot of great cocoa and are starting to get more into the chocolate travel realm. I just returned from there recently and went to a spa where I was slathered with molten chocolate.
No.
Yes, at the Pure Jungle Spa, it's called, and it's located in Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica. And, oh, my God, I think it's now almost 6 years that I've been researching chocolate and traveling the world for it, that has got to be my top experience. It was absolutely decadent and something I'll never forget.
So there you are, slathered with chocolate. So what do you do? Bring along a lot of your closest friends to lick it off, or what happens?
Well, they do couples, massages and wraps if you choose, but I was traveling solo on that trip. So the fun thing is you get to go out in the backyard behind the spa. And, of course, don't forget, we're in the jungle here. So they have a jungle garden in the back and an outdoor shower. It's private, it's all fenced in, and you shower the chocolate off with warm water outside in the jungle with the flowers all around you, and it's just an absolutely remarkable experience.
Well, that is so far beyond the little heart-shaped box of chocolates. You've inspired us all. Thanks a lot, Doreen.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doreen has been immersed in the world of chocolate since 2009, traveling the world to investigate how cocoa is grown and made into chocolate and how to have fun with it, as we just heard. She's also the author of the award-winning Chocolateur, A Quest for the World's Best Chocolate, Volume 1. She's working on Volume 2. And you can get her book at her website, chocolateur.net, or at McNally Robinson Booksellers.